Hi, I'm Carl Azus, and welcome to CNN Student News. Ever since Pope Benedict announced his plan to resign, we've been talking about how a new pope is chosen. Yesterday, we told you that black smoke from this chimney indicates a new pope had not been elected yet, so you know what this means. The bells confirmed what the smoke signaled. The 115 cardinals had come to a decision.
I announce to you a great joy. We have a pope.
That new pope is Cardinal Jorge Bergoglio. He's 76 years old from Argentina. He's the first pope from South America. In fact, he's the first pope in modern times who's not from Europe. When cardinals become pope, they traditionally choose a new name. Cardinal Bergoglio chose Francis, and he's the first pope to do that too. A CNN Vatican expert said the name symbolizes humility, simplicity, and rebuilding the Catholic Church. Next, we're moving from Italy to Syria. The civil war in that country has been going on for 2 years. More than 60,000 people have been killed, and more than a million others have left Syria. These refugees have escaped to neighboring countries, places like Turkey, Lebanon, Iraq, and Jordan, in order to get away from the fighting. When you have to leave your home quickly, like a lot of these refugees have, you may only have time to grab a few things. One photographer working in these camps asked people about the most important item they brought from home.
Abdul carried with him the keys to his apartment in Damascus. He's not sure what's left of his home, but he says he dreams every day of returning. Yusuf took his mobile phone with him when he fled Damascus and says this small piece of technology is his lifeline to his family, both hearing their voices and seeing pictures he saved on his phone. Tamara and her family left Syria after their home in Idlib was damaged. The 20-year-old proudly holds her diploma, the refugee camp where she stays visible behind her. Tamara plans to continue her education in Turkey. They are the true faces of Syria, lives that will be forever changed, escaping from war, separated from everything they know and hold dear, taking with them their pride, their heritage, and a little piece of home.
If you had to leave your home, what is the one thing you'd be sure to take with you? Tell us on our blog today at CNNStudentNews.com.